If you can hear the rocket, it's okay. It's the one you don't hear that... It was a long flight and we had to move in the black of night. And only just before we landed, the pilot said, "This plane's only on the ground for 30 to 60 seconds, so as soon as we touch ground, deplane and run for cover." He paused and then he said, "God bless you guys." Next thing I know, I'm running through the dark and I can't see a thing. I can't see the moon, just the light the rockets bring. And I hear a voice in the dark call, "Marine." And before I have any idea where it's coming from, I'm sliding down some slide underground into a bunker. And from the dark, someone puts a Lucky Strike into my hand and a San Miguel beer and says, "Welcome to Vietnam." On a long gone distant day in the middle of a jungle, Don's watch head scrapes and nicks across the glass. It was sanded down and polished by a boy from the village, smooth as if it never had a scratch. Up against the sea with the mountains pressing down, he lived beneath the runway with 11 men. 120 in the shade, but days were calm like home till night when maybe rockets came down from the slopes again. And the sound still in his head of one gone through the roof next, the next roof down, and 12 men dead as shrapnel rained in wrath. In his bunker they were safe except for a cut or two or 10, but then him, he made it out without a scratch. One night they stood outside the hut of a chief and his family as the village slept and the night was dark and black. The major and the loyal chief were in a secret meeting when a sergeant spotted movement on the tracks. And the sergeant called out to the night but was answered by its silence, and he fired deafening, roaring sounds till all was still. He'd shot a dog dead on the tracks, and the village ran in chaos. Next day word came that the chief's whole family killed. Maybe it was spies, you never knew who you could trust between the mountains and that deep South China Sea. Nothing here was black and white, and the guns had turned to plastic. They weren't wood and metal like they used to be. And now beneath the runway, 12 men, 6 bunks underground, that wall to this wall, far as this to that. Some nights rockets come down from the mountains, but it's okay, 'cause Don made it out without a scratch. Maybe he got out just when the time was right. He came home not to break his mother's heart. He was bright, spit and polish, all you need to be a lifer. He'd go back tomorrow if they called. He's got something on the inside you'll probably never see. Well, he's not one for stopping to look back. No, Don would rather help someone, and most of us believe he made it out without a scratch. You didn't miss a dinner, you made everyone at their house. That's where Dad would always ask, "How was your day?" And you better have good answers, because every night at supper, that's the way it was, there was no other way. Dad, they called him Sarge, he was a machine gun sergeant. Back in World War II, he fought against Japan. He was Don's hero, and he always had a story. He's a reason Don went off to Vietnam. Ugly, dirty wars are full of things you'll always carry, and scratches that will never go away. One can't truly tell what comes from one choice or another, but if you can hear the rocket, it's okay. Well, now when when Don came home from war, he put his family on his shoulders and he tried to raise the kids like Dad. He kept food on the table and his children in the best clothes. It's as if he made it out without a scratch. Not everything was perfect. He had his hardships, and not everything inside was black and white. But he was up against a wall with a mountain pressing down. He'd always stood his ground and fought the fight. You can't leave a war behind. It goes everywhere inside you, but it's even worse without a welcome home. So Don has spent his years with the wounded and the dying, so more of them will know they're not alone. Like the man who closed his eyes for his last 3 days of life, never moved, but Don came to his side. When the soldier heard the music, he sat up and saluted. Don played colors, he sat up and saluted one more time. Yeah, maybe he got out just when the time was right. He went home not to break his mother's heart. Home where the days are free of war and full of peace. Never one more rocket in the dark. Ugly, dirty wars, they're full of things you'll always carry, full of scratches that will never go away. One can't truly tell what came from one choice or another, but if you can hear the rocket, it's okay. He's got scratches on the inside that you probably never see. Well, he's not one for stopping to look back. He would rather help someone, and most of us believe that Don has made it out without a scratch. Well, you don't know the insides of another human being even if you see the workings of their hands. But maybe it's the work we do for others that can sand us down and smooth so many scratches that we have. Thank you, Don.